fuel subsidy is inherently inefficient. Any sensible economist will tell you that, because people who tend to drive larger luxury vehicles benefit far more from a fuel subsidy than the more vulnerable persons in society and also average people. The subsidy is supposed to be for poverty reduction, but it doesn't do that. If I have a 50% subsidy and my gas bill or filling up my tank is $100, so therefore the government pays $50, as opposed to say I have a big, huge luxury SUV that costs $500 to fill a tank and the government is paying $250, clearly the subsidy is inefficient and is not doing what it's supposed to be. So we would rather take funds, that is billions of dollars, being spent on a fuel subsidy, and target them into social safety net programs so that the vulnerable people in our community can better benefit from government expenditure except through a wasteful fuel subsidy.